During a meeting with President Obama, Geithner said that there must be concerted action to jumpstart the world economy, which is mired in its worst slump in 60 years. He said the group of 20 economies, which account for 80% of global output, should put in place coordinated measures to boost growth and safeguard their financial systems. Geithner suggested that the International Monetary Fund, a global lender owned by its over 190 member countries, should be given greater resources to help countries in distress. He said the IMF should monitor the group of 20 nations' progress in implementing recovery measures.
And we want to bring together a new consensus globally on how to strengthen this global financial system so that crisis like this never happens again. There's been a lot of talk and a lot of ideas over the last 2 years of these areas. It's time now for us to move together and to begin to act to put in place the stronger framework of reforms.
The group of 20 is comprised of the seven richest industrial countries, plus Russia, China, India, Brazil, South Africa, and other developing countries. Their leaders held their first emergency meeting in Washington in November and agreed then to meet again in April. Analyst Mark Zandi of MoodysEconomy.com says the G20 meeting is vital, as virtually all parts of the world economy are in recession.
Almost every country on the planet in recession. The developed economies, of course, are getting hit very hard. Europe is down 6% in the fourth quarter. Japan was down over 12%, and the U.S. was down 6%. In the emerging economies, the problems are also intensifying, and even the Chinese and Indian economies, which have been juggernauts, have been hurt badly.
Treasury Secretary Geithner said the G20 nations are committed to doing all that is necessary to get the world economy moving again. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.